With wayward shopping carts littering city streets, the Eureka City Council has given the go-ahead for a new system of returning them to businesses and charging a fee for it. An ordinance amendment addressing the public nuisance of stolen and abandoned shopping carts got initial approval at the August 5th council meeting. The city's current system of handling the carts was described as inefficient. Carts recovered by the city are either taken to the dump or to the city's public works courtyard, which recently stopped accepting them. Although a fee system is in place, it has been difficult to enforce due to a lack of a formal tracking system. Chief Building Official Brendan Riley explained how the new system will return carts to the businesses they came from with a fee charged for it.
We have developed some tags that we're going to zip tie to the carts and then take a picture of the tagged carts, and then we're going to upload that to our GIS system, and it'll allow us to keep a paper trail and be transparent and be able to account for what we will be billing businesses for. Carts that aren't soiled or damaged will be returned to the home businesses, and we just don't want to be dumping things that don't need to go to the dump. But that's just, you know, it's wasteful.
Fines charged to businesses will start at $50 per incident. Riley said, quote, "The problems that we seem to have is with the big out-of-town corporations. It seems to be a cost of doing business, and they just don't seem to care." He added that, quote, "Lately, we've been really noticing an uptick," spurring the new system. Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloche's question about the legality of charging businesses for things that have been stolen from them led to a discussion with City Attorney Robert Black that surprised her.
You know, if it's a stolen car, if someone steals your car and then it's parked somewhere illegally and it ends up getting towed, I think you'd still be, you know.
Is that true? You get charged the impound costs and everything for your car if your car is stolen? That's an incredible eye-popping. I don't even... We're uncovering a little pile of worms here that I did.
I think that example is a little different because it's usually there's usually a private party involved in towing and storing your vehicle, and so they have to be compensated in some way. I think the kind of the issue with shopping carts is the businesses
Wild.
Are not taking sufficient responsibility, and I think that's what we've heard.
Black added that businesses can have carts with locking wheels, but they, quote, don't sufficiently enforce that. There was some discussion on not wanting to charge fees to local businesses, but Development Services Director Kristen Kenyon said the abandoned carts issue doesn't have a wide scope.
We just have some bad actors in businesses that really don't care about their property getting stolen. And you know, when we used to collect them at the courtyard, Matt Morgan, our code enforcement manager, he said he would call all of them, and some of them, like Eureka Natural Foods, would be like, "Oh yeah, I want that cart. I'll come get it from you," and would come pick it up. And there's other ones where the majority of our carts come from. The majority of them are from just a few of these businesses, and those few businesses, we'd call the manager, and they'd say, "Oh, okay, you have our carts. Good to know." And then they never show up to collect them, okay. And then we were responsible for dealing with them.
So under this ordinance, it looked like there's also a penalty for those stealing the carts, if I read the ordinance correctly.
It allows us to levy a penalty. It gives us that authorization to do so.
Is that going to be pursued as well?
I think once I'm really excited about the tracking system, because once we track, if we can then really, we have the data that it's just a few bad actors, then we can really, like, you know, isolate our enforcement of this.
Kenyon clarified that she was referring to businesses and not cart thieves, but City Manager Miles Slattery said, quote, "If you steal anything, it can be a misdemeanor." The council voted 3-1, with Councilmember Katie Moulton absent, to introduce the ordinance amendment. It'll soon come back for final approval. Councilmember Mario Fernandez cast the dissent vote, saying that charging businesses that have had carts stolen from them is, quote, "Not easy to rectify in my mind." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.